Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks open up the month of March with a matinee tilt here in Los Angeles in another must-win game. And this time, it's against the Kings. And though it's a game the Hawks should win, L.A. is never an easy mark, especially on home ice. So today, the Hawks need to get back to the clean, fast, structured hockey that usually produces a win.
Downey with a stretch pass here to Dustin Brown on the Hawk line down the slot, moves into the backhand. He's gone! That was a perfect pass to Brown, who was poaching at the hot blue line. And he got in behind the defense and walked it in on goal on Crawford. Fired a backhander after Deakin. Crawford made that save with the pads, but then Brown tipped it out of midair into the Hawks' net. It's an early power play goal. The Kings lead 1-0. Spins it down behind the net around to Sean Walker, right point, to Kempe, left point. Here's Adrian Kempe, excuse me, to Walker, high slot, long wrist shot, he scores! LA, two power play goals, and the game isn't even 5 minutes old. Kovalchuk with a drive from the high slot, he scores. A one-time shot off of a nice setup from Jeff Carter. The Kings are getting a lot of chances, and they are converting. That's Kovalchuk's goal on the Kings' 10th shot of the game. They lead 3-0 with 4:47 left in the first. Behind the net and then moves it up the left wing to Saad, who shot the puck ahead. Strome beat all the Kings to the dot, so no icing. Strome has the puck behind the King net now. Fed it to the high slot. Slater Cuckoo to the deep slot. Perlini shoots and scores! There's the shot that the Hawks have been waiting for from Brendan Perlini. An overpowering bomb from the high slot. Beats quick cleanly. And the Hawks are on the board, trailing 3-1. Into the King zone. Here's Leipzig now carrying to center ice. Leipzig a long wrist shot from short of the Hawk line. Gloved by Crawford. Quickly drops it to a stick. Send it ahead to Perlini on a breakaway over the King line down the slot. Should he score? His second goal of the game! Brendan Perlini with Crawford picking up the assist. Perlini raced in on quick and beat him cleanly with a wrist shot. And the Hawks are back in this game, trailing 3-2 with 17:54 left in the second. Put it behind the net. Oh, and a big hit by Forsling in the near corner. He sent Wagner flying into the corner boards, and Wagner's slow to get up. He'll hobble to the King's bench. Here's Murphy with a long shot. He scores! Connor Murphy back in the King zone. Steps into the zone about 10 feet and rips a wrist shot under the underneath side of the crossbar, and the Hawks have tied this game at 3. To Kane, squeezes a pass through to the slot, picked off by Brodzinski. Brodzinski, a St. Cloud State product, moved it over the Hawk line. Kippy down the slot, shoots and scores. That was a nice dish by Brodzinski. Adrian Kempe moving down between the circles, and he took it on his backhand, went to his forehand, and beat Crawford with a snapshot. And the Kings reassumed the lead at 4-3. Put it over to Dowdy, head to Kopitar through center ice. Over the Hawk line, down the right wing and down to the end boards. That's knocked away by Murphy, but the Kings get it back, and Leipzig shoots and scores. On a broken play, Brendan Leipzig to the puck between the circles, snapped a knuckleball past Crawford, and the Kings now lead 5-3 with 15:06 left in the third. Kopitar to Toffoli in the slot, long wrist shot, blocker save made by Crawford. Keith in front of the net blocks the puck, but it came back to Brown. He shoots and scores. Duncan Keith blocked the initial shot, tried to move the puck away from a danger area. It was picked off by Kopitar, who fed Brown on the high slot, and he beat Crawford with a wrist shot with 1:53 left in the third. The Kings enjoy a 6-3 lead.